Now time to talk about Durham County Cricket Club. I'm going to say hello to Aaron Trouse. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Hi, yes.
Yes, so welcome to Sports by Aaron. It's your first time on. So Durham were playing this week. They played a 2020 last night. Could you tell us how that went for them?
It was not the best of times for Durham. Another loss. It was a low-scoring affair, and it put to bed any faint hopes they had of reaching the next stage. Basically, Durham put on 119, which is one of the lowest totals I've seen. Phil Mustard top scored with 29, and Gordon Mutchell provided 28. But they actually looked like they were going to turn it round. Onions bowled well when he got 3 for 15 from his 4 overs, and they had Leicestershire 90 for 7 after 17 overs, and looked like they were going to do it, but Leicestershire scrapped through and managed to creep over the line. Boyce scoring an unbeaten 46 to give them a win with one ball.
Yeah, so
it was not the best of games for them.
Yeah, so disappointing 2020 campaign. Of course, Durham did reach the quarterfinals of that competition last year. So will they be disappointed with how that's went, considering it looks like they're not going to get to the next stage at all?
I don't think it was one of the primary concerns this year. I think the squad is quite thin this year, so it was a matter of the best they could do in that. It was innocence a bonus kind of thing. If they got through, that was a bonus. But the squad's so thin. You've got opening bowler Chris Rushworth. He's taken one wicket in his last three games, but it's due to the heavy workload. He's playing 2020s, he's playing county championship, he's playing absolutely almost every game. It's because there's no immediate person to come in for him, so it was never going to be easy. And Onions has been out with an injury, so his return is going to spark something, but it was too little too late kind of thing.
Yeah, so how much of a problem is the thin squad? We know that Durham aren't so well financed as some of the more historic counties, and obviously they did win the county championship last year, but how big is the problem with resources at the club?
It's pretty bad. It comes to a point where you've got Rushworth as your main strike bowler, and Onions when he's fit, and then you've got the only guy who can come is Arshad. He bowls, and then you've got Coughlin, but he'll bowl in the county championship. He had his debut a few weeks back and did well, but he was more a batting all rounder than a bowling all rounder. So it's quite weak when it comes to the bowling side of things. But they've been heavily reliant on Onions, and Onions was out injured for quite a long time now. So his return should spark something, but it's been quite. They found it hard without him, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you did mention Paul Coughlin, another one from the production wheel. I actually went to school with him, don't you know? But we talked about the county. The only one I've got. But we talked about the county championship matches. A heavy defeat to Warwickshire this week. Could you take us through that one?
It might be quite scarring on the team. They suffered their fifth worst defeat ever in the county championship. They lost by an innings and 188 runs. It started quite badly. Warwickshire batted first, and they put 472 on. Trott, who's starting to show some England form again, got 76, and the teenager for Warwickshire got Sam Hain got 109. John Hastings, as he's been accustomed to as the pick of the bowler, like he is week in week out with the five, but then the real problem started to start for Durham. They scored less than 200 in both the innings, and they were ripped apart almost single-handedly by Keith Barker, who got match figures of 8 for 66. So after all that, Durham are left in seventh place, and they're only 11 points above the drop for game in hand. But I'm ever the optimist, and they're only 36 points from second place. We've seen with the championship a couple of wins, and you can get right back up in the pecking order. So we'll see how they do, really.
Yeah, but will they be disappointed with seventh place? Of course, did win the county championship last year.
I think it's a matter of. It's every team has a slump, and Durham's slump has come now. They've still got five games left, but the issue is with Durham, of course they're going to be disappointed because this is not where they want to be at this stage, but they've got five games left in the last 6 weeks, so the squad will be tested because it's paper thin. But I think they'll get some wins in that, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come third, fourth, maybe. They'll definitely have some sort of revival. I think Ben Stokes will be coming back soon because I don't think he's been doing that well for the test team, and I think Jordan will replace him in the test team, so I think Stokes coming back will help a lot.
Yeah, so you don't see any relegation fears really for Durham?
I don't think they'll get relegated. And the coach John Lewis says he thinks Durham will turn it around, and I reckon they'll definitely beat the drop as well. I think they've got enough quality to beat it.
Right, well, thank you for your time, Aaron. Of course, we hope for an upturn in fortunes for Durham, but thank you very much, Aaron.
You're welcome, thank you.